Amen. You know what we started some years ago? I really wanted to go more in the area of holding just conferences. And not, you know, because I didn't want to deal with brethren directly. Just come here and hear the word and you're off. You know, and but somehow I think the word kept coming. In fact, we went to one meeting somewhere, and a brother was called to minister from a foreigner. When he stood up, when he saw me, he called me and said, "You can see God is giving me a church. Amen. He's handing over to you a church."
Amen.
And you can see that the church is different colors, not only blacks. And he told me that I should be just vigilant. My wife was there. And over the years, we've had many, in fact, too much of these prophecies. And I remember when I walked up and met my sister Gladys here, after many years, somehow in my spirit, I knew we were going to meet. I haven't told some people before, weeks before that, and I feel that somehow we're going to come together to form something. And I remember when I was driving down that road that day, my mind, something came in my mind, like Gladys. I just turned. I just saw her. I went to park. I went to meet her. Mm-hmm. And this is how this church was birthed. It's something that is not the work of man. Mm-hmm. I didn't go and start sweating to look for a church. Mm-hmm. And God worked in that. But I want to let us understand what the ministry that is handed over to me is for. Yes. God didn't call me to be like other people. Mm-hmm. You see, I'm not trying to compare myself with other churches or to be like other churches. God gave me a message, a vision many years ago. Paul says, "I know of a man who was caught up into the third heavens and he saw things and he heard things." You are looking at that man standing before you today.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And that model who God showed me in the heavens is what he called me to preach. You see, it's just like when Moses appeared before the burning bush. Moses was ordained right there and then to carry out a mission. Mm-hmm. He was not ordained by man. Mm-hmm. Neither was I ordained by man. Mm-hmm. Even though I've met many pastors who have called me pastors. Mm-hmm. Pastor at first sight. I remember Reverend Ayoade, he was pastor. He told me pastor. See, and many of them, even Elliot, the Lord of the last week, he told me that, you know, you are a pastor. He told me that God has called you to be a pastor. I said, "But I don't see anything." He said, "Don't worry, when the time comes, you do it."
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm trying to tell you is that, understand, I know what I'm doing.
Amen.
You see, nobody can teach me church. Mm-hmm. You can't teach me church. Because I walk by the Spirit. Praise God. I received a call yesterday from a brother in America, in London, and he called me and he told me that your messages, he can see that God has called me to raise up matured sons of God. People who are matured in the faith, not Akara Dodo Christianity. You see, God didn't call me to do Akara and Dodo here. Amen. That's not what God called me to. Gather his people and lead them up into a high mountain. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
See, and that is where we are all headed, everybody, to that high mountain. When we get there, you won't even see me again.
I don't exist.
When you get into that cloud, you see that it's the Lord and the Lord alone. Praise God. So when you come here to this ministry, please try to listen to what I'm saying. I'm telling you today because even as the voice of God is going forth, telling Lazarus to come forth from the grave, and God tells Lazarus to loosen, he tells the people around to loosen him. He was bound with grave clothes. Have you seen the Egyptian mummies?
Yes.
With the grave clothes around them. Praise God. Those things that are around are all your beliefs. Both human and religious beliefs, Pentecostal beliefs, born again beliefs, all those things only just deceive you and hide the reality of who you are. Praise God. And as we come to this ministry, we are calling people to come out of the grave. And as you come out, there is a loosening.
Amen.
You have to let go of your old beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. You have to, don't withstand Moses like Jairus and jamblies, they try to withstand the word of truth. See, with their religious ways, no man should try it in this ministry to withstand what God is telling me to do in this ministry. Amen. I speak today with the authority of God.
Amen.
By the voice of the Spirit.
Amen.
That God did not, God called me to this ministry.
Amen.
And I'm not man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. So never doubt. Never doubt one moment that I'm here to do the work of God.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let all things be passed away. If you want to enter into this new move of God, amen, into this dimension of God, you must be ready to let go of all. Leave your fathers,
amen,
your mothers, your brethren, and all those things that have shaped you up to be what you are today. You must let go of those things and let the Spirit lead you into a high place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Spirit will not lead you to me. The Spirit will lead you to the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. That is where my reward is. Praise God. And that's what God called me to do. And that's what I will do.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We just thank God that we're here to, can we just stand up and shake one another, hug one another? Who will ascend God's holy hill? This is the question of the psalmist. Who will do what? Ascend God's holy mountain.
Hallelujah.
Who will ascend God's holy mountain? That is what our calling is. Praise God. And I want us to understand the end of the faith is to discover ourselves back on the pinnacle of Zion, which is not a physical mountain, but rather a high spiritual elevation where God's presence is found. Praise God. And that is the realm that God has commanded blessings. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now this is the message that is hidden behind the story of Noah. Now this is one of the books I've written, a book on Noah, Ascension into Life. And this is one of the secrets embedded in this book, in the story of Noah. Because Jesus Christ says, the coming of the Son of Man will be as in the days of what?
Noah.
Of Noah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And I want us to understand that the communication of the Spirit does not change. Because now if God gives me a vision today, says, Trevor, go and build an ark. Now because of the fact that I am now enlightened spiritually, I understand what the ark is. Praise God. I understand that the ark is actually the secret place of the Most High.
Amen.
I understand that the ark is actually a life that is hidden in God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And only those who enter into this ark will actually be saved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let us understand the mind of God. The mind of the Spirit is the same yesterday, today, forever. Noah could only save himself for a moment. Amen.
Amen.
Noah could only save his body for a moment. After which he died like every other man. Praise God. But today we have the greater revelation than Noah. We have a greater grace than Noah. Because those of us who enter and discover the mystery of this ark will never die.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the tabernacle and in the temple of old, there used to be an ark. Praise God. And inside the ark was the hidden manna, a rod, the rod of Aaron, and the Ten Commandments. Praise God. And it was in a box. The ark was a form of a box which was hidden in the holies of holies. Don't be confused with these terms. We're going to get to that teaching later. And I'll show you what it means. Praise God.
Amen.
And I want, they're very simple. These things are for you. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to get everything. We go tear pieces everything. Amen.
Amen.
By the time you're through with this ministry, hallelujah. You go there, can't pray.
Amen.
No shaking.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You don't need to go around anymore, you know, looking for somebody to pray and lay hands on you because you are solid as a rock.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is what God wants, amen.
Amen.
You think God wants you to be going around every year looking for man of God to pray for you?
No.
That's not the will of God. God wants you to come to the maturity,
amen,
of the faith when you know that not me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. So in the secret place of the Most High, which is the holies of holies, there was the ark. And the ark had two cherubims, angels with wings that used to cover it. So when the psalmist was meditating and he saw those wings that used to cover the ark, he was imagining himself dwelling there in the secret place of the Most High. So it says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. As I say of the Lord, amen. No, no. Am I saying it?
Yes.
Amen.
My God.
He says, I will cover you under his wings. He said, with your eyes will you see the punishment of the wicked.
Yes.
Many will fall by your
side,
by your left and your right. But nothing will come near you. Praise God. That thing is directed to those who rediscover the mystery of the ark, which is God's secret place.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dwelling place for that we are being called into today. Because everything you see in this world will be destroyed.
Yes.
We're not talking about one day that something will happen, like people are saying. It's a continuous process.
Mm-hmm.
People are dying off, perishing in their sins and in their trespasses.
Yes.
But today, there is a people that God is giving a chance to escape death. That's why the ministry is very important. That's why hearing is much very important. Don't be carried away with glamour. All those things will not take you anywhere. Listen to the voice of the Spirit. Listen to what the Spirit is saying to the church. He wants to deliver you. He wants to edify you. He wants to raise you up. Praise God.
Amen.
So, the secret place of the Most High, what is this thing about? Because Noah was called to enter in. Hallelujah. Noah was somebody who could walk here. Not only did Noah hear, Noah walked out his salvation with fear and trembling. Praise God. And today that voice has come to us today. It's no different. Hallelujah. It's no different. And what are we to do, brethren? Every man is to enter in through the door into the ark. Hallelujah. God came down in those days and saw that the earth was wicked, full of what? Wickedness. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that God declared in Genesis that all flesh shall be what?
Destroyed.
All flesh shall be what?
Destroyed.
Doesn't it remind you of the words of what? Of Jesus? That flesh does not profit
nothing.
Praise God. Now flesh is all about the mind. See, your flesh, when you talk of the flesh, walking in the flesh is the mind. See, because you can be in the body, you can have a physical body and be walking in the spirit.
Yeah.
If you are aligned with the mind of the spirit, praise God, you can be on the earth, but you are not on this earth. Praise God.
Amen.
And Jesus Christ says, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw what?
All men.
Now, what is this I that is being lifted up from the earth? We don't know that. We don't know who we are. But when we walk as carnal beings, like terrestrial beings, amen, what we do is that we deny ourselves of our own glory. Praise God. That's what happens. Now, what do you think Adam did in the transgression? What is transgression? It's more than drinking beer or carrying women. Transgression of man is... Well, I'm not saying you should do that. Don't look at me. We're higher than that. Aren't we?
Yes, sir.
Aren't we higher than that?
Yes.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So, transgression is that Adam became terrestrial. Adam exchanged the glory of God, which he was, because Adam was the image and glory of God in the garden. But Bible says he exchanged the glory of God for that of mortal man. Adam became terrestrial. Adam left his first state, his first celestial state, and became a man of the dust, terrestrial. And it's all about conformation. It's all about in the mind. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's why there's an awakening today. God wants to lift every man from the earth back into the realm of the spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. It's very important we understand this. If you look at the book of Revelation very well, all the messages in the book of Revelation was directed to the people upon the earth. Those who dwell upon the earth. Jesus Christ says, flesh and be proud of life. That's what this world is all about. I come here and I can just look at that sister and just recognize after the flesh. But God does not see after the flesh. Amen?
Amen.
We have to change our mind. When the Bible talks of men, repentance is the mindset. Hallelujah. Amen?
Amen.
It's changing your mindset. When you become spiritual, nobody has to tell you what to do. Amen? Nobody tells you what to eat, what to drink, what to wear. When you are spiritually minded,
you know what?
You are aligned with the Spirit of God. And I, no teacher has to tell you, do this, do that. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why they call Jesus Christ a sinner, a friend of drunkards. Praise God. Because he was living in another realm, not a realm of pointing fingers and judging. That's what men are all about. It's how to point fingers and judge. And to analyze what the pastor has said and come and to destroy it and all that. That's all. But when you are spiritually minded, all things are holy to those who are holy.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's all your mind. If you see things dirty, because you two are dirty.
Hallelujah.
It's your mind that is dirty. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. But if your mind is clean, all things will what?
Clean.
If a baby comes in here, and you see all girls in bikini, will it affect the baby?
No.
He will not. Because the mind is what? Pure. That's why the Bible says we must become what? Like babies. When you're like a baby, you begin to realize that nothing like sin. You can't judge. You can't judge person by what he eats or what he drinks or what he wears. You can't. Everything is all things are what are holy to those who are holy. Now these are things ahead in heavens, in God's kingdom.
Amen.
That Paul said that they are very unlawful. See, the thing that you will hear, the one you hear that you will say, no, it's not of God. It's a lie. God can't say this. Some things that we so much value as men, institutions, you know, relationships that we think are very, very important, they are nothing. They don't have any meaning before God. I'm telling you, you'll be shocked. People will be disappointed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know, Jesus Christ says in that world, they don't marry or neither are they given to marriage.
No.
Amen. Hallelujah. We all marry to each other because we are one in Him. We are married to each other.
Amen.
Praise God. That's what's important in the mind of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Let's not go far. So the Bible says that in the days of Noah, the sons of God did what? They saw that the daughters of men were beautiful, were wonderful. So the sons of God were loved by their beauty,
yes.
And they descended and married the daughters of men. And you know what that produced? They produced giants. Giants in the days of Noah. And those giants were the cause of the problem, the violence and the wickedness in the days of Noah. Amen.
Amen.
You know, it's very easy to point. Do you know who those sons of God are?
No.
Look at the sons of God here. See, they left their first celestial state. Amen. And the Bible says they became joined to daughters of men, which is to mortality. They became flesh. They left their spiritual state to marry what? He that is joined to what? To the husband is what? One flesh with her. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Don't get confused. Because in terminology of the spirit, see, marriage is actually a union. When you talk of the two shall become
one.
It's actually a marriage between you and the Lord. He that is joined to the Lord is what? One spirit. That is the original meaning of marriage.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And the Bible says they shall become
one.
That is the real, when you want to see a real oneness, is that the true original model. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. So the sons of God left their celestial state to join themselves with the daughters of men, which is marriage. Have you heard of Babylon?
Yes.
Have you heard of the kings of the earth who are committed fornication with Babylon?
Mm-hmm.
See, it shows the state of man as he unites himself to the flesh. Hallelujah. Praise God. And all the wickedness today you see in this world is because of carnality. It's the carnal mind that has caused every confusion, all the pride, all the quest for vainglory, and you know everything, that all the things that we think that we want to do and outwit one another and to do this is all in vain. It's because of the word, a carnal mind. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We have forgotten that we are pure spirit. We are one pure spirit. This is what Jesus Christ was saying. He says, before you can enter back into the kingdom of God, you must what? Born again. Born again of the spirit. He says, no, that we worship the Father. We worship the Father in what? In spirit and in truth. And I can assure you, spirit and truth is not like going like, that's not worship. You're only just clowning. You're being a clown.
Oh my God.
What he says in spirit and in truth. Do you know the spirit is a person? Do you know the truth is a person? He says, I am the truth. The Lord is the spirit. If you want to please God, God saying you what? Keep yourself in me. That's your true worship. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Nothing you won't sing tomorrow, next weekend. Please don't misinterpret me. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Even as we are doing it in the spirit, in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When I walk here in this new dispensation, as I'm walking here, I'm not just seeing any brother, sister, or sister. I'm seeing what the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, don't you know this is the Lord's body? Don't you know that upon your head is written the name of the Father?
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That's why this ministry is removing the bandages.
Amen.
All the grave clothes that have been covering our identity and is bringing everything to light today.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God says that all flesh and what be destroyed. And Moses and Noah found grace in the sight of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say that we have found grace, brethren. We have found
grace.
We have found what?
Grace.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And that grace, because we are what? God has given us ears to what? To hear. Because we are not walking as ignorant people in this age anymore. Amen.
Amen.
We are no more walking as what? Ignorant people, but God has made us wise.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just last week I wrote a little booklet called Only Fools Die. A miracle, I see messages that came in from, you know, I have a mailing list of hundreds of people dispersed all over the world. And I want you to know that God, this thing you are hearing are true. God is not glorified in your death. And we're talking about a spiritual thing here, in the terminology spiritual here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. So it says, the end of all flesh has what? Come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But today, God is showing us a door into an ark, into his hidden place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because when you enter into that ark, nobody sees you anymore. You cease to
exist.
Those people who remain after the ark never saw Noah again. Because they were all drowned. They all were what?
Drowned.
Praise God.
Amen.
You know what drowned them? The floods of lies and illusion. In the Bible, when it talks of floods, it's speaking of lies. Amen. Remember when the dragon, in the book of Revelation, wanted to destroy the woman of the baby, it was a flood that came out of his mouth. He was trying to drown her and the baby. Praise God. That drowning is a kind of, it's a state of continuous sinking into the bottomless pit. You know, there are some parts of the sea today that people have not yet been able to explore.
That's true.
See, that's why he called it the deep. Darkness was over the face of the deep. It's an endless pit of continuous death and destruction when you are not standing on the rock. Amen. When a man leaves his place, have you seen a wandering star? A wandering star. Have you seen a star falling from the star from
yes.
the sky?
Mm-hmm.
But when you see those things, those are messages. Do you know that? Those stars you see up there are sons of God. Eh? When a star falls and the light goes on, it talks of somebody who was backslidden. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The book of Job, God spoke about somebody that unseals the stars. Have you heard of that? You know what it means to unseal a star? I told you that it's a star in you. That star in you is the bright and morning star.
Amen.
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 Oh, praise God. Amen. And God wants to unseal that star in you.
Amen.
Because you are perfect. You are exactly the way God is. You are exactly the way the sun is. Exactly. No difference.
Amen.
But all these things have been hidden underneath our human identity. And we have suffered many things as a result. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
So Noah enters into the ark 2x2. Amen.
Amen.
And the Bible says that when he entered into the ark, God closed the door. Why did God close the door? That's a message here. Because Jesus Christ said that, I am the door. Jesus Christ said what?
I am the door.
But somebody said, well, what has the door got to do with Noah? What has Jesus got to do with Noah? I'm speaking to you by the message, the revelation. All those things are there in order. Remember what we shared about Gideon? Gideon's army? Were you there?
Yes.
When I shared on Gideon's army, I brought a jar of clay.
With a touchpad.
And inside that clay was light. And you see, what Gideon did to win that battle was just to remove the light from the jar. All of them, the 300. That's all they did. And when they removed the light from the jar, their enemies dissolved. The Bible says their enemies were like what? The sand upon what? When they did that, they broke the jar and removed the light, their enemies disappeared. How does that apply to you today? Because these are prophetic messages. Amen?
Amen.
These messages are deliberately put there in the Bible to teach us about deep things of God. Amen?
Amen.
Now, how will I know that if not by the Spirit? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
All your enemies today are your enemies of death, sicknesses, problems, financial lack, fear. All those things can only dissolve by discovering who you are.
Amen.
That's the message. That's the message behind Noah, behind Gideon.
Thank you, Jesus.
So you can see it's all by revelation. I cannot know this except by the Spirit of God. The Bible says the Spirit of God is given to us so that we can do what? Know the what?
The deep things
of the Spirit. Not of men. Amen?
Amen.
What a man will see is not 300 men carrying touchlight. That's what a man will see. But I see beyond that because I have a Spirit. I know what the Father wanted to communicate to us through that message.
Amen.
Also, Noah, when Noah passed through the door and God closed the door, God was trying to tell us that nobody can enter into that ark except by Christ. Because he says, I am the door.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, you must know without a doubt. Listen to me, brethren. Not by mouth. You must know without a doubt that you are what? You are Son of God.
Amen.
This is what Paul calls the Christ.
In you,
the hope of glory. Your hope of glory is not somewhere in the sky. Your hope of glory is not somewhere in Jerusalem. Your hope of glory is not your church or your pastor. Your hope of glory is the Christ in you.
Amen.
And that is you. That is your true identity.
Hallelujah.
That is what we open the door into God's marvelous universes.
Amen.
By just foundation.
Amen.
To know that you are God's dearly beloved son. And the way he is the way you are. Now when you begin to know yourself the way you are known of God, you know that you are pure spirit.
Amen.
Because he said that what? I am not of this world. When he says I'm not of this world, it means I am not of what? I am not of the
terrestrial.
Of the terrestrial. Thank you, my brother. I am not of the
earth.
I am from another world.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That's what Jesus Christ meant. When you begin to know these things, 2 you, one day this will begin to leave you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
See, if you have an addiction, nobody is here to abuse anybody. When I have friends, you can smoke in my presence. I don't worry. You can drink your beer in my presence. I will not rebuke you, amen. What I will do is just simply, give you the chance to see something to me.
Amen.
That's all. There is no condemnation here, amen.
No.
When you begin to know and you are feeding yourself with the Spirit and knowing the things of the Spirit, knowing yourself, those things begin to what?
Leave
you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't need anybody to go and hold a stick and beat you. No.
Of course.
Praise God. God is here. God is kind.
Amen.
God is love. God is here to encourage us. When we fall, you want to lift us up. You want to strengthen us. Amen. You know how many times I've fallen? If I want to depend on how many times I'm falling, I won't be here. Who got me? I won't be here. Let me not deceive you. If you know how many times I'm falling, hallelujah. I know of a brother who said that he has tried time and time that he knows that this is not for him. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
If not for the grace that I have this word, I would have probably been like that. I'll say, well, God, I know I'm tired. Amen. Use somebody else. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. But God is not that way. God is here to encourage you day and night.
Amen.
Until you come to that place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So the door is Christ. That door, you know, Peter speaks about an entrance into God's everlasting kingdom. An entrance will minister to you. When you keep this revelation with diligence, adding love, brotherly kindness, patience, virtue, this everlasting entrance is open to you into God's kingdom. When Noah entered into the ark, Noah entered, it was that door being ministered to him to enter what? Into a new dispensation. He says, I have the key of what? Of David. And I open what no man can what? Close. And I close what no man can open. Behold, I have set before you an open door.
Hallelujah.
That is to you.
Amen.
To you who walk in the truth. Who walk in the revelation of truth. Hallelujah. Brother, we are called to love. Eh?
Amen.
We are one indivisible body. One. We are one. We are not two. Are you doing this? We are not Trevor, we are not this, we are not pastor, this. All these things are the ministry of pastor, the ministry of, these things are temporary things. Eh? They are there to edify until we come to what? The unity of the faith. Amen. The Bible says the time will come when nobody will have to teach his neighbor about God. That is bringing us to that perfect place. When Jesus Christ finished his ministry, do you know what he told the people? The disciples, I go to my Father and your Father. My God and your God. See, that is the end of the matter. We are all brethren. We are all one in the Father, in God. So you can see Jesus Christ is declaring that we are like him. He said, I'm going to my Father and your
Father.
My God and your
God.
Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a wonderful thing. Amen.
Amen.
So when the flood started coming, blowing, the Bible says that Noah was lifted up. And the Bible, because in that region, there were many other mountains. Amen?
Amen.
No, it's all right. There were many other
mountains.
Praise God. The Bible says that the flood covered all of them. The floods covered all the mountains. Praise God. And destroyed everything upon the earth. Everything. Every creeping thing that had breath was what? Destroyed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now that is flesh. These mountains are the mountains of unbeliefs of men. See it? Mountains of religion. You know, mountains of traditions and everything was what? Destroyed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But there's one mountain. That says that at the end of days, in the latter days, many shall flow to the mountain of the Lord. Multitudes shall flow to the mountain of the Lord.
Amen.
And he shall teach them his ways.
Amen.
You see this in Isaiah. Hallelujah. And this is Mount Zion. Praise God.
Amen.
And Noah's ark was stopped. See, Noah's ark was what? Stopped. He came stuck on the mountain. You see the invisible hand of God?
Yes.
God who has called you is faithful.
Amen.
Amen. If you can by faith just let go. You know at times it's difficult. We don't trust God. Do you know that? You know we don't trust God. Because have you seen where people struggle with goats to get a goat through a place? That's how we are as men. We're like goats and we stop on and you know we think if God was a man, I'm sure none of us would make it. He would have given up on us many, many long time ago.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
If God was a man, probably some of us would be down at the bottom of the sea by now.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So God guided that boat to the mountain top. And I want you to understand that Mount Zion, the pinnacle of Mount Zion, at the end of a city that is set upon the hill.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Then you have the Jerusalem. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Then you have the new heavens and the new earth. Amen.
Amen.
Then you have God's kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
Then you have the city of the great king. Amen.
Amen.
This one has temptation or what? When God, when Satan tries different ways, he can't succeed. He will go to the
leg of the
okay, that's why it's okay. Okay. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
This, if you look at the Bible properly, every hope is to gather us here.
Amen.
Upon Mount Zion. Because that is Bible. The Bible says that that is where he has commanded the blessings forevermore.
Amen.
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 You see, don't go to Africa. From Africa, take one nation, you see people going to mountains to pray with white garments. You see, because these are the things they see, they think that probably they go. Although, when you go to a mountain physically, it's very nice, eh? If you've never been to a mountain before, I will invite you to try it. It's quite serene, very cool.
Very quiet and cool.
Very nice. It's very, very good for prayer. But I can assure you, it won't draw you nearer to God's kingdom if you don't have the keys. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So you have a spiritual mountain, Mount Zion, and I want us to understand that when you come to this place of elevation, there's nothing like a man anymore. See, you cease to be. Now this is what the Bible calls of God's holy mountain. Holy mountain. Holy, holy is not you come in here, you know, I see some people in church, they go like this, you know. Amen. And you know, they wear white and I have to watch them. Are they clowns? Clowns. They feel this kind of holiness or something. There's only one that is holy and that is the Lord. Be you holy because what?
I am holy.
Can we understand that we came out of God? Do we understand that we came out of God? What did the Bible say? God says, let us. Who do you think are the us? The Bible in the book of Psalms 82 speaks about the congregation of the Almighty. The congregation of what?
The Almighty.
It's not speaking about it. It's the people that are gathered in God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
How lovely it is when brethren dwell together in unity. Unity is not about holding ourselves in church and we say we are one. Unity is part of the unity of the spirit. We are united in one in God. It's one body, many members. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
It's only in this dimension that the Ten Commandments are fulfilled. What it says, love your neighbor as yourself. Because yourself is the Lord. Your neighbor is the Lord. Now you understand why it says that you should live on. Live those that love themselves more than me are not worthy of my kingdom
at all.
You cannot enter as a man. That's why it says in that day many will try to enter, but they cannot. They will knock on the door, but I give this in your name, I give this in my name. You will say what? Get out of my sight, you workers of what? Iniquities. Religious people. Hypocrites. Amen. I don't know you. He says, I don't know you.
Yes.
I'm sorry for you. You must have the revelation of the Lord. The Lord is my life. The Lord is my life. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is what we have to edify ourselves in this thing. That is what church is all about.
Amen.
That Jesus Christ said, do this in remembrance of me. After we are eating bread, you know that?
Amen.
God is passing the bread around. We are eating the bread. Amen. Do this in remembrance of me. Do this in remembrance of the Christ, of the divine one in me. That's what he's saying. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Can you imagine me preaching this thing somewhere in the church? When they do whole communal services. They won't invite me there anymore.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. And you see, some people know the truth that I'm saying,
yes.
But they are afraid to deviate from the traditions,
yes,
so that people will not stop coming.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. But Jesus Christ, he took only three of them, only three of them went up to the mountain with Jesus. You know that?
Yes.
Where were the other people?
Yes.
Praise God. If you want to attain to the place of life, you must get ready for a solitary walk. Because not everybody will hear you. When Moses met God, where was he alone?
Yes.
When Elijah and Elisha met God, weren't they alone?
Yes.
If you think you can follow crowd, and it doesn't work that way. Praise God. A handful. Jesus Christ said, blessed are you, little flock. Little what?
Flock.
It is the Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom. A little flock, a handful. Isaiah speaks about a handful of corn will be found upon the mountain. A handful. Just few people, praise God, will find themselves back to God's kingdom.
Amen.
It's very important we understand these things. Amen. Don't be distracted with crowds, with things of this world. Amen. Your own aim is to gain that I may know
Him.
That's what Paul said. That I may
know Him.
That is all that you ever need.
Amen.
The crowd will seek you. But they can't. Amen.
Amen.
See, you know the story of Joseph?
Yes.
Joseph was isolated in the jail. But when the time came, the Bible says to leave, you have to go to Joseph. Joseph became the bread of life.
Hallelujah.
How many of us know that we are the bread of life? We are the bread of
life.
Somebody said, but what do you mean? That's Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But Paul said, don't you know that we are one?
Yes.
We are one bread. Paul said, we are what? One bread. Because the way he is the way we are.
Yes.
We are the body of what?
Christ. I am Christ.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Go to the book of Genesis chapter 9. Now, this is the point of the whole matter. Genesis chapter 9. Yes. Genesis chapter 9. Verse 1. Amen.
Amen.
And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and what?
Life.
Multiply. And replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread
of
you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every fowl of the air and upon all that moveth on the earth and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hands are they delivered. Praise God. Now let us stop there. Can go further, but let's stop there. Now, I want you to understand the blessing that came to Noah at the end of those months he spent in the ark. Observe clearly that it's the same blessing that God gave man in Genesis chapter 1. Can you see that? God was restoring that dominion that was lost. All these are prophetic utterances. You can't understand this except by the Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
I've always told you of a circle. A circle of godliness. You must understand these things. A circle of godliness. Praise God.
Amen.
And this is the pinnacle where you have the throne of God. And I want us to understand this is where you have Mount Zion also. It's after the pinnacle. And what happens in the fall of man? Man becomes descends to becoming a man of the dust, terrestrial. Amen. This is what we call the world. Jesus Christ says, the world has not known me. The world has not what?
Known me.
What do you think the world is? What do you think? Is that ignorance that we carry as men when we don't recognize the identity of Christ in us? Hallelujah. And I've always said it. Okay, sorry, sorry, don't worry. Don't bother yourself. Thank you. God bless you. We defeat the devil.
Amen.
Amen.
No devil.
The poor guy has been a total life on him so much. Praise God.
Amen.
So, we spoke about the fall of man, and this is the world. The world represents ignorance of what Christ is. So when you are in the dark and you walk in the flesh, you are the world. Amen. See, it's not a matter of pointing fingers to anybody out there. It's all ignorance. Amen. And what happens actually is that God's intention is to restore man, praise God, back in the place. What the Bible says, be born again, repent, awake, resurrection. If somebody, you say of resurrection to awake, that means the person was once alive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that those that sleep in the dust will awake. That means they were once awake.
Amen.
We are once awake in God.
Amen.
But we all slept into dust. That's why we are fighting one another.
Mm-hmm.
We are jealous of one another.
Mm-hmm.
We are fighting each other, competing with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are dead. We don't know who we are. We don't know that we are the one. We are one.
Amen.
Christ. Amen. We don't know. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And what happens is that as we hear the voice of the Spirit, God, everything in the Bible, even the days of Lot, when Lot was delivered, God told Lot to flee to the high mountain. Praise God.
Amen.
It's always hidden in the Bible. If you look to the Psalms, it speaks about mountains. If you look to the blessings of Moses, it speaks about mountains. See, the blessings upon the everlasting hills. What do you think the blessings upon the everlasting hills are? The blessings upon the everlasting speak of Mount Zion. The mountains of Zion. Praise God. And that is where our consolation is. That is where our hope is. Our hope is not in the riches and the glories of this world, but upon God's everlasting mountains. Praise God. So what happens? Noah comes to find himself back here. What did Noah do to find himself back here? He entered through the door.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I am the
door.
Amen. I am the
door.
Praise God.
Amen.
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 You must know this. It's very important. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's here to educate us, to cause us to grow back into that awareness of the I that I am. Praise God.
Amen.
And what happens? He's transported back. God is faithful. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord who has called you will bring you to an expected end.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Our expected end is not about just getting a fine husband. I'm getting all those things are nice, we desire them.
Of course.
But I'm trying to say that is not the ultimate.
Mm-hmm.
Because those things, you still have to leave them.
Mm-hmm.
Are you listening to me?
Oh, yes.
They're like toys. You know when a child goes to a beach to play, where you have the sand by the seaside, you can make your mud castles,
mm-hmm,
and make all kind of things there. See, but those things, when the wind will blow and when the flood will come, they will be dissolved.
Yes.
See, you cannot have children. You cannot have anything in this world. Let me just tell you. All you can do is to rediscover yourself. It doesn't mean that we'll just walk out of here and say, well,
no more.
That's my wife is over.
No.
Hallelujah. No, man, that's not what I'm doing, man. Now, if you hear this message, it will let you even respect your wife.
Amen.
More.
Amen.
Amen. If you are a wife beater and you begin to know that is the Lord seated in the temple,
he's
a big God. She will not understand why suddenly you become so nice. She will not understand why suddenly you become like a servant to her.
Mm-hmm.
By that, she will not know what that will do for you. She will wonder what's happening. Hallelujah. Why? Because you have understood the mystery. you are who you are dealing with.
Amen.
So let us not look that we might make mistakes, we can get angry once at times with each other, but just let it go after that. Don't hold on to anger and bitterness.
Amen.
Amen. And if possible, don't get angry.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You are laughing at me. You don't see me finish. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
So he got to the top of the mountain, and what happens? He comes out to inherit that glory that was lost in the beginning, which is all dominion, all power. All, Jesus Christ says, all power in heaven and earth has been given unto me.
Amen.
You see, people think it's only Jesus. It's all of us.
Amen.
Jesus Christ had to also overcome. Jesus Christ had to also go through the depth of the man of the flesh. At the end, he came out and said, all power in heaven
has been given
over to you.
Hallelujah.
And that same power in heaven and earth has been given over to you. Because in the book of Revelation chapter 3, he says that to him that overcomes, will I what? Give
how?
To sit with me on my
throne.
That's the throne of God.
Yes.
Praise God. Not the throne of a throne of God. He that overcome, because that is your rightful place. You came out of there. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Aren't you glad?
Yes, I am.
Praise God. God has given us today the chance to escape what? Death. And to live. Praise God. While a generation is perishing and going down the sea. Because there's a generation going down the sea, you know that?
Of course.
It's happening right now. You don't have to wait for an event to occur. People are already dying, perishing. Amen. I remember some years ago, a family I went to talk with in my country, in Nigeria. And while I was speaking with them, it was a kind of a setting. You know, in Africa, you have chickens that used to roll straight on the street.
Yes.
Plenty all over the street. And when I opened the Bible to preach to them, suddenly, from all of, I was seeing something like a wind in my spirit. I just saw something, all those chickens in the neighborhood, they just came, you know, to the window.
Yes.
And they were all standing around the window, looking through the house. The woman in the house said, what's happening? Hey, I'm not seeing anybody. You know what I told her? God did that to tell people that if you won't listen, I'm speaking to you in the name of the Lord. If God is my witness, it happened. And they didn't listen to me. And if the enemy was very bad for that family, if that was the mercy of God begging them to listen, the only mercy that God can have for you is to give you the.
Yes.
And He will guide you into safety.
Amen.
Everlasting safety and joy. Praise God. We just thank God for this word.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Father, we thank you.
Thank you for giving us very.
We bless you.
Everything
that you are. We exalt you.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you because the power has been restored.
Yes,
the glory has been restored.
Amen.
Let our hearts be like that fertile land that receives the word and yields a hundredfold.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If anybody here does not understand what I've said today, ask the Father of Lights who gives freely.
Yes.
He gives wisdom, understanding freely to everybody.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Ask the Father of Lights and He will illumine your eyes.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
This message will break poverty.
Amen.
It will break fear.
Amen.
It will deliver you from the sickness and the torment
Amen.
Of this outer world.
Amen.
It will deliver you from anxiety.
Amen.
Jesus Christ said, in me you will have peace.
Yes.
Peace that the world cannot give.
Amen.
Even as the waves go to and fro, you will sleep like a baby
Amen.
In the boat. Because you are in the Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord is your life.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, because yokes are broken.
Yes, we are.
People are free.
Yes, Lord. We are.
The good news.
Yes.
The blessed news from heaven.
Amen.
In this hour.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.